Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today on Bagels and Blessings, you will hear a pre-recorded interview with John Glick. He is going to tell you how he came to faith in Messiah Yeshua. And of course, I've got wonderful music picked out for you. So sit back, have a cup of coffee, have a bagel, and enjoy, darling, enjoy. Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, now open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 4, and Fridays by appointment only. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
If you have had or have been involved in an abortion decision, you may be experiencing emotional difficulties. You may feel like your life is out of control or struggle with self-destructive behaviors. You can find freedom from these challenges. The ministry Finding Freedom and Forgiveness Post-Abortion can help. Groups are forming now. Please contact us at 585-204-7869, email us at fffpaclass@gmail.com, or visit us on the internet at f3pa.org. God bless you. Yes, classes are forming now at Congregation Shema Yisrael, so I hope that you will consider this if you've been impacted by abortion in any way. We are here to help you. Again, that phone number is 585-204-7869. Don't you love it when you find something that you didn't think about for a long time, and all of a sudden there it is, and you realize how much you love it? I just found this song again, and I haven't played it on the air in a couple of years. It's from a collection called I Stand With Israel. It's called A Thousand Generations, and here we have Sean Spicer and Tilly Cryer. I love this song. I think you will too.
He's faithful to a thousand generations.
Well, a good way to learn something is by repetition. And I'm sure she had no problem learning the words for the song, because the only words were, "He is faithful to a thousand generations." And so when you want to learn something, it's important to see it, to read it, to speak it over and over again. It says in Deuteronomy 7:9, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to a thousand generations of those who love him and keep his commandments." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Exodus 20 verse 6 says, "But showing love to a thousand generations of those who love me and keep my commandments." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is faithful and he keeps his promises. This is Ethel Chadwick, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Here's Ted Pierce with one of my favorite worship songs, "Hallelujah et Adonai." Come, let us praise the Lord.
Praise him with the cymbals, praise him with the dance, praise him with the shofar, praise him with your hands. Praise him with the timbrel, praise him with the harp, praise him with the drum and the flute, praise him with your heart. Hallelujah, et Adonai. Hallelujah, et Adonai. Hallelujah, et Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, et Adonai. Hallelujah, et Adonai. Hallelujah, et Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Praise him with the cymbals, praise him with the dance, praise him with the shofar, praise him with your hands. Praise him with the timbrel, praise him with the harp, praise him with the drum and the flute, praise him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord.
And let everything that has breath come and praise the shofar, praise him with your hand, praise him with the timbrel, praise him with the harp, praise him with the drum and the flute, and praise him with your heart.
Hallelujah, et Adonai. Hallelujah, et Adonai. Hallelujah, et Adonai. Come and praise the Lord.
Hallelujah,
Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord.
Hallelujah,
Adonai. Hallelujah,
Adonai.
Hallelujah,
Adonai.
Come and praise the Lord.
is Ted Pierce coming to you live from the Bagels and Blessings Convention in Pennsylvania. You are listening to the greatest show on radio, and aren't you glad?
This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Stay tuned for an interview with John Glick. And next, I have a song from a collection called Son of David. Here are David and Karen Seguin singing Kadosh Atah, You Are Holy.
Kadosh, 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 Kadosh,
Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's through the blood of Yeshua that we are made holy, that we are cleansed. I like to say that Jesus made me kosher. I was born and raised in a Jewish family, and I am not ashamed of the gospel. I did not convert to another religion. My heart was converted. And because of Yeshua, I have been made kadosh. I have been made holy. Thank you so much for listening. And next up, a wonderful reminder that we are protected in the arms of the Lord, under the shadow of his wings. This is Jordan Elias with Psalm 91.
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. I will trust. You are holy. Shall be your shield. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night. No, 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 no. Nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness. You are holy. At your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked one, because you have made the Lord your. You are holy.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
All right, folks, if you have any doubt about the identity of Yeshua, I think Becca Shea is going to straighten us all out right now.
This is Becca Shea, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
That was such a cool song from Becca Shea, and I really like what she says in the song, "Nothing can separate us from God's love." Come on now, somebody out there has to say amen. Amen. Or if you want to do it with more of a Hebrew accent, you can say amen. Or if you would prefer Southern, say amen. But whatever it is, just say it. Hallelujah. All right, well, how about I share with you my pre-recorded interview with John Glick. John Glick, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Well, it's my pleasure, Ethel. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, I just want to dig right in and ask you about growing up. Did you grow up in a typical Jewish home?
I did not. I grew up in a home of German immigrants, that had hidden their Jewish identity and forgotten all of that when they left Europe.
Oh, what was that like growing up?
Well, it was interesting. We were very curious and inquisitive boys, my brother and I. But whenever we touched the subject of our background, we were told we were Americans and we weren't to think about that. Later on, we found out things that led us to believe that we needed to ask more questions. But in general, they stonewalled us and did not tell us anything about our background. And I did not learn much about it until I was in my mid-late 20s.
And how did you find out, John?
Well, my wife and I were part of the Jesus movement. I was one of those people that was a scholar and a top student athlete and all the rest. But things began to change when the war was on in the late 60s. It was a strange time, and my dad had moved our family, and we were in a new place, and I got swept into the counterculture relatively quickly, and over a 18-month period and more, I just became a different person, and it wasn't a good one at that. So quickly, to cut to the chase, I actually was during some of the fires at the universities and so on. Abby Hoffman and the boys came down from Chicagoland at Kansas University. I was 17 years old. I was up there in the fires and all that in the barrels. They were trying to get us to smoke a joint and throw burning two-by-fours through the windows of some of the residence halls, that sort of thing. So, anyway, that didn't work.
Oh, my.
So I asked a question to one of the lieutenants of Abby Hoffman. I said, hey, man, what's supposed to be our narrative for not going to Vietnam anyway? Because I was raised by a dad who was, you know, in World War II, like so many of us in my generation. And he goes, I don't know, man. Well, that wasn't going to work. So I plunged headlong into reading Leary and Alpert and these crazy guys telling us that we need to pursue Native American religion and experiences in the other world that we didn't know about, and take peyote and psilocybin mushrooms. And I went into that really quickly, and it was a disaster. But out of nowhere, thanks be to God, I was in a farmhouse trapped by some police, a partner of mine, and I was going to try to connect with what they were talking about, which were Native American spirit guides. They're very real. Well, in that experience, the Lord appeared to me and changed my life forever. And after that, I was never able to deny the existence of God or that Yeshua was the Messiah. And it changed my life forever. What can I say? So I had an experience with God. I was actually taken out of my body. I was revealed to be in a condition where I would be separated from God. He said to me, there is a line that you can cross when you'll no longer be able to hear my voice, but I called you to fight in my army. And so, among other things, he revealed that to me and what the end of my life would be, and what those who fail to respond to Yeshua will face in a lost eternity. And then he spoke to me one last time in a powerful way, and he said, but I've called you to fight in my army. So I was instantly transformed into my right mind, weeping in this farmhouse, never had any more problems with the police, just drove away the next day, came back to the city. It took a few months, but then we were introduced to people in the Jesus movement that came back from California, and this was 1970. So at the turn of the year, 1970-71, I moved into a Christian commune type thing. There were kids, Jewish and non-Jewish, of course, of all races. It was cool. But we were hippies together. Now we're Jesus people. So that was the beginning of my story. And just to finish that, my wife of 50 years this weekend.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
Decided to come down and see if she could party with the boys after being away at college for a year. And, well, the long story short, I said, listen, honey, you got to listen to this, that Jesus is really the Messiah. And I tell you, just go home and pray and ask him, and he'll show you. God is real. This is real. And for us, this was a novelty because we didn't believe in religion. We believe in education. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so she goes home. Long story short, in the dark of her bedroom, prays. A light appears. The Lord saves her, appears to her, reveals himself as Messiah, fills her with the Holy Spirit, and gives her a new life. So it was quite a deal. This was all unfolding in the fall of 1970 into the spring of 1971.
Wow. So how and when did you connect with the Jewish side of your roots?
Well, we were swept up in the Jesus movement. There were four or five major locus of the Jesus movement in the middle part of the United States, not on both coasts. And one of them was Kansas City here. And so there were people from around the country that came here that became very close to us. And we had a kind of a Jewish tribe inside of that. And, of course, I was part of that. My wife doesn't have that mixed background that I do. She's Jewish on both sides all the way back, just hardcore Orthodox, come to the United States, pogromed out of Ukraine, that kind of thing. And then, all in one generation, you know, they become prosperous and materially and all that. And God's forgotten and a lot of the other things are forgotten. But with regard to that, we were always very close to a Jewish connection. Derek Prince adopted our fellowship in 1971 and began to teach us about our background and about the history of the Jewish people and the need to cling to the truth of the scriptures, which, of course, tell the whole story, advocating for the identity of our people and the fact that when we become believers, that doesn't change the fact that you're Jewish. And so, anyway, that's how it started. And then some years later, under some duress from heaven, the Lord spoke to me. After I had a confrontation with my father and before he passed, and he said, well, we never talk about those things, John. And, you know, the fact that you have a Jewish background in Germany is one thing. The fact that grandma sent things to Germany until there was no more answer, those kind of things. We didn't want to share that. He would never talk about it and never talk about it again to speak of. But we were caught up in the Jesus movement, and much of the leadership of the early part of the Jesus movement, and some of it came out of the Jewish world, as you know, young university students and others that were caught up in the counterculture. So that's kind of how it started. The Lord then began to speak to me that we would never flourish unless we entered the world of what was becoming the Messianic Jewish movement. And sure enough, my identity became clear. And that was all circa the 80s. So,
wow, what an amazing story. So, John, yeah. How has your life changed since then? What have you been doing for the Lord?
Well, a lot of different things. I'm a renewal movement kind of guy. Nobody can tell me that the other world that we can't see isn't the primary world, that we need to seek first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
The invisible kingdom, which rules in the affairs of men, just as our Messiah does. No matter how ugly things get, we know who's on the throne. His name is Yeshua.
Amen.
And so from those days onward, I became more and more aggressive in my prophetic background. I got involved with the Wimber Boys in the late 80s, went out to Anaheim, did a lot of different things in the renewal then. But I pursued the Messianic Jewish side rather than the renewal movement since then. In the late 90s, I became involved with Jusher and the boys at Tikkun, and has been a part of that for some 20 years until just the last 2-3 years. So I was on the team that governed in the United States for some 10 years. So at any rate, I planted or was part of 4 congregational plants along the way, and doing mission work now, but with a brother and his partner who started the first Messianic congregation in Brazil. It is in Rio de Janeiro. It's called Beit Tefillah Yeshua. And we started a mission base there to the poor. And it's been a great testimony to the Orthodox community that those guys came out of. As you're probably aware of, most places in the world, there is no halfway Judaism, no Reformed Judaism, no conservatives, no, not even hardly any conservadox. It's all Orthodox Judaism. So they were completely cut off in a typical fashion from their families. And they did a great job of planting a mission base to reach the weak, the poor, and the broken. And they're even funded by quietly contributing Orthodox people in the community because they believe in what they're doing to serve the poor in Brazil. So my partner lives there, and we're doing ministry in the renewal movement there to people who are wanting to support Israel. And, of course, we will intend to further that as we go forward after all of this blows over with the disease, you know, in Israel.
Wow, what an amazing story. Now, you and your wife...
Sorry to talk so much.
Oh, no, you're fine, you're fine. I was just thinking, you and your wife both have Jewish family members, and wondering how they feel about your involvement in the Messianic movement.
Well, it's been up and down, and I've often given messages over the years, which I have, in deep in my heart, because we've all been persecuted so harshly. We were expelled from the family, and they seized their inheritance, and we were, our children were deeply affected by all of that. And my father passed, and hers passed, so the it was the struggle of our family members who, of course, put us out. I was sort of a half-breed anyway, so I can get used to that sort of thing, but it was very difficult for my wife and for myself, being put out of the family and then having to live like that for years and always, you know, not invited or second class, looked at in a different way. Then we, near the end, though, I will say this, of the life of my mother-in-law, who lived to be 98 years old, we took her into our home, and I took care of her affairs with my wife's brothers, and they aren't religious, so we weren't hated, we were just shunned. And then that, as that wore off, we, as I say, we began to take care of my mother-in-law, and we served in that way, and she was in our home, and that just completely broke down the wall. And finally, after 40-some years, things turned completely around, and they laughed and said, "John, you speak better Hebrew than any of us anyway." Yeah, so, you know, that kind of thing. So, at any rate, yeah, it was a long journey. And my heart breaks for us who have endured the test of the years and have continued to be faithful to Yeshua in the face of a very difficult situation. You know, the kids, they ask you, they go, "Dad, are we supposed to be believers in Jesus, or are we, what are we? Or we're Jewish, but it seems living in the Christian world." So it's not an easy thing to walk between the two in a genuine way that loves and preserves the unity with the people that we know and we love. We're different.
Yes.
Well, there's only two kinds of people, Jews and Gentiles, let's face it.
Wow. So that leads me into my next question. What is the way you would like us to be praying for you, your ministry, your family? How can we be praying for you?
Well, we can pray that God would continue to go before us and open up, break down the walls and the barriers of our people Israel, that we would be so given over to the life that Yeshua wants to give us, that he could resurrect the works of our ancestors in the New Testament, and that we could demonstrate the kind of power with the love and character that Yeshua wants us to have that would melt the Jewish heart and give an opportunity, just as it was in those days after Yeshua rose from the dead, to demonstrate to our people once and for all that Yeshua is the Messiah, and that he is the Savior of all mankind.
Mm. Amen, amen. From your mouth to God's ears, definitely. Wow. Well, I am just amazed and encouraged and blown away by the circumstances of your coming to know the Lord and how your life was transformed, and even the way you met your wife and how she came to know the Lord through her prayers. And I just pray the Lord blesses you and gives you all the resources that you need, and that he keeps your family safe and healthy, and that the Lord would continue to use your family to be a blessing to others and to be an ambassador for Yeshua.
Well, thank you so much. And yes, of course, we need resources, and we want to be able to do that in a way that's both glorifying to God and supports all that we want to do.
Amen. Before we go, is there a website? I mean, you mentioned a ministry in Rio de Janeiro. Is there any kind of a website?
Yeah, the website just came up. I think you can go to theloveandjusticeproject.com.
The Love and?
I should say that. I should have said that to begin with. The ministry we established is called the Love and Justice Project, and under the umbrella we would plant and build and encourage others to do the same, to serve the weak, the downtrodden, and the broken in a Jewish way, but of course reflecting the fact that we are in partnership with our brothers in the church that honor Yeshua and understand the need to support their Jewish brothers.
Amen. Is that Love and Justice, A-N-D?
Yes.
Okay.
The Love and Justice Project.com.
.com. Excellent. Great. Well, John, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and your celebrations this weekend. May the Lord bless you, and I hope maybe someday you can come back on the air and give me an update on what's happening. But thank you so much. This has been really fun and very great.
Well, thank you for your kindness, Seth. We'll bless you and your family, and bagel and blessings.
Thank you. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with John Glick. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. You know, I love doing this program. Everyone has a story. Perhaps you know someone that has an amazing story of growing up in a Jewish home and finding faith in Yeshua, or perhaps they were brought up in a Gentile home, but they love the Jewish people and embrace the Jewish roots of their faith. Let me know. Send me an email at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com, or find me on Facebook and send me a message. But I am always looking for people to interview. In the meantime, we have time for more music. Here's Bat Rivka Witten, and this is called The Hope. This is the national anthem for Haaretz Yisrael, the land of Israel.
Thank you.
Again, that was called The Hope, and you might also have heard of it as Hatikva, the national anthem from Israel. And I want to tell you what it means. As long as within our hearts the Jewish soul sings, as long as forward to the east to Zion looks the eye, our hope is not yet lost. It is 2,000 years old to be a free people in our land, the land of Zion and Jerusalem. So there you have it, Hatikva, the hope. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Here's Corey Bell with Lev Shalom. We will dance on the streets that are golden.
Bridegroom will come, glorious one.
And now it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Yivarechech Adonai Vayismorecha Yair Adonai Panavalecha Vikunecha Yes Adonai Panavalecha V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.